We have a group of 8 of our largest tour operators that bring visitors into Ireland. The Wild Atlantic Way is a huge draw for the French, and we're really focusing on the whole northwest of the country and Donegal for the French market, because it really is a part of the world that they love the whole authenticity of it. So on this group, we visited Horn Head, Glenveagh National Park, Fonnet Head Lighthouse. We had some experience of Shano singing and dancing, and the tour operators were really delighted with everything they saw in Donegal. So we already have some new programs, which are in tour operator brochures, programming Donegal. So this particular trip was to reiterate everything that Donegal has to offer, and also encourage these tour operators to program more of Donegal to their consumers in France.
So these new programs will hopefully bring more tourists to Donegal.
That's right. In 2016, Tourism Ireland, the French market, accounted for over 500,000 visitors to the island of Ireland. So we have been performing really well. We've had 4 years of consecutive growth. So what we're looking to do is to encourage more visitors to visit Donegal and the northwest of the country. We have been working closely with Aer Lingus and with Stobart Air, and trying to promote the through connection to Donegal. We also went out last night hunting for the Northern Lights. So we were on Horn Head, and this was something where some of our tour operators are already programming Northern Lights packages in Iceland and in Norway. So although we didn't have a full view of the Northern Lights, we did see a perspective of a kind of a weak aurora borealis. So again, this is just something else to add to the whole list of fabulous activities that are available in Donegal.